From the Director, Department of Transportation, the Airport Director submitting an informational report regarding the budget process for the Airport Division MKE Regional Business Park. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Bateman.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Lipscomb asked this question in a previous meeting as to how that system operates. Under the current airport airline lease agreement, the former 440th, now the MK Regional Business Park, is a separate cost center, and we keep track of revenues and expenses down there. And as long as it is a deficit, which is the current situation, that deficit rolls up to the landing fee cost center. At such times it becomes a revenue generator, which is our goal, then it would become a supporting mechanism for the airfield cost center.
Any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? So, Jersey?
Yeah, I understood that part. I think we talked about it before when we talked about the MK Business Park, but I just want to make the point from the larger community viewpoint is when you start economic development of MKE Regional Business Park, we certainly hope those businesses do well. They generate income, they generate employment, and so on. And so there certainly is benefit for the larger community. But with regard to the specifics of lease payments and so on, that benefits the airport.
That's fair correct. Statement? And of course, it's the goal to make that an economic generator for the community. And notably, PFCs, which Supervisor Lipscomb addressed, are not used in the O&M of the MK Regional Business Park.
Thank you. I have no other questions.
Yeah. Any other questions? Just information report, item number 12.